Tune in to Soulful Mind every Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. right here on WGUN 1010 AM Atlanta.
Broadcasting 50,000 watts while serving Tucker, Decatur, and Atlanta. WGUN 1010 AM, where God unites nations.
Show them the way that you feel.
They say,
shower the people love with love.
You know the rain
will fall.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Soulful Mind Radio program. Thank you, James Taylor. We love you. We're at WGUN 770-491-7748. We hope that we reach you today. You can also access all of the old programs at www.thesoulfulmind.com or listen live at www.wgunradio.com. We've begun a new part of the program where we're inviting select guests to join me in sharing with you their various areas of expertise. Send me an email, drjimpat@aol.com, and tell me just what you think you might have to offer and how we might work well together as co-hosts. Concurrence is not a prerequisite. We want to also thank Leslie Mayorga for her fine contributions last week. We hope she will honor us with her company again. We have our next guest today, who I have been privileged to know for almost 15 years. We've worked together in several different settings, almost always around the issue of assisting people in enhancing their lives. He has indeed one of the biggest hearts of anyone that I've ever known. When he and I were in the business of locking up adolescents who were impulsively, usually unconsciously, attempting to end their lives through the pursuit of immediate pleasure, the adolescents usually would respond to various staff members in the group in three separate ways. Those they loved, usually the staff who had a hard time supervising and challenging the teen. The second group were those staff who they hated but respected, usually staff who were very good at challenging teens. And the third, those staff who were both loved and respected, those who were very effective in challenging the teen but with a big heart. I'm pleased to introduce you today the Reverend, my nickname, Varan Jones. He was one of the staff who was both loved and respected by the teens he worked with. And later in the program, he's going to tell us a bit about himself. I'll also add that I nicknamed the Reverend many years ago, as in my experience, he has the heart and soul of one of the world's finest evangelists. I have known the Reverend in clinical settings for many years, and we've done some wonderful, great, fine things together working with families. In the last few years, he's been involved in the investment world, and we hope today he can begin. Hopefully, he'll come back soon to shed some light on the confusing world of what to do with your money you have to bring your life into abundance here and now. And I will tell you off the record, just so nobody's listening, he's a whiz with numbers and money and finance. So, Reverend Jones, tell us a little bit. Welcome. How are you and who are you?
Dr. Ware, I am truly blessed to be here today. I want to thank you for having me as a guest today and the opportunity to share my thoughts and experience on what to do with the money you have to bring in your life into abundance here and now with your listeners today. First of all, I want to start off to say my mother stated when I was growing up that I was going to be a preacher. So, Dr. Ware, it's not, you're not far off when your assessment of me. Hence, so when Dr. Ware Guys calls me the Reverend, I do understand where he's coming from. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, guys. I have 16 years experience in head injury and mental health, marketing those particular facilities. Currently, I'm the CEO of Jeffrey Bell & Jones, a real estate consultant firm located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Our website is www.rachelle, that's R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-A-N-D, Varan, V-E-R-R-A-N.com. Or I can be reached at 678 230 9348. That's the cell number. Why is this topic so dear to me? And when I was talking with Dr. Ware, I was so excited to come on his program today. First of all, Jeffrey Bell and Jones, this is our message to our customers. Secondly, at Jeffrey Bell and Jones, we've been believing giving back first and foremost to the community. You know, so I want to go ahead and open it up to some questions for our audience today. Anywhere dealing with abundance, with money that you do earn, how you put it back out in the community, how you earn that money back when you're sleeping. That's the day, that's what we're talking about here, because wealth is described in different ways from different people. When you want to go and take your kid to the soccer game, you know, when you're not worrying about that bill the next day. What if I tell you just one or two things that you stop doing in your life today will change that, and then you'll be on the road to positive recovery. So the phone lines are open. I hope you call in.
770-491-7748. I'm going to take care of a couple of housekeeping chores, and then we're going to jump into the meat of our subject today. Again, we now have over a century of living experience to offer you. And those of you who've been listening know that this is this afternoon at 3:38 p.m. I pass from 59 to 60. God bless us all. You know, I'm still standing. We also want to remind you that this program is a reflection of the opinions of the presenters and is not intended to be a reflection of any organized religious or professional mental health group. Our intention is to augment your discovery of your own heart and soul and not to in any way establish any kind of critical conflict, argument, debate, or dialogue over your spirituality. Also, good news, I want to remind you that in the month of May, Dr. Bonnie Kellen, a Manhattan psychologist who specializes in career consulting, is going to be available to us long distance by phone consultation. We'll let you know exactly what date that is as soon as we nail that down. Our family is growing. People are continuing to acknowledge us with emails and calls in various and sundry ways. I also want to apologize to Jill. I miscredited her recently by calling her Cindy. I also would like to point out that we really solicit your input, your critical response, 770-491-7748 or drjimpat@aol.com. We hope you're listening. We hope you'll go to the website and review the exercise, read what the other folks are saying about what happens in their lives as they do their intensity monitor exercise and move closer to their heart and soul and the sacred gift of consciousness. So let's move it on just a bit. An opening prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we humbly ask for your blessing and direction in this ministry. Open our hearts and ears that we may hear and have our hearts and minds guided, that we may be heard by those who will benefit from your gifts. The subject for today, following your heart and soul to more abundance. So let's get started. 770-491-7748. Our demographers are telling us that there are 75 to 125,000 listeners out there, that most of you are female, forgive me, guys, and that you're in your mid-30s, you've got 2.3 kids, you got a lot of financial responsibilities, you're afraid, and we're here to help you get on track, both in terms of your heart, diet, physical health, and lastly, your pocketbook, which is what we're going to jump in and go for today. Reverend Jones, you have invited us to ask some questions, so let me start that by saying a famous educator, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame, teaches, as do I, that in essence, real beats illusory or imaginary every time, all the time. You're going to hear me say that right. So often.
That's right.
You're going to get sick of it, I hope.
That's right.
And we want to focus on that as regards your money flow. As we harvest our full heart and soul, should we not allow that wisdom to carry over to our physical world and manage our monetary assets in the same way? A forewarning that abundance comes from truth. usually that which we are missing or running away from. We find that abundance comes, as I said, in three areas: your heart, your physical health, and your pocketbook. So let's start. What is or are the most common problems, Reverend, that you see in the average family concerning the barriers that prevent people from accessing their true financial resources?
Doctor, one of the number one problems is fear. You know, and I'm really experiencing in terms of a couple of things. Number one, they have to know what that means and expenses of where they're living at. You know, I want to lose, my last name is Jones, but I don't want to use that old cliche, you're living like the Joneses. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are, especially when you're in single family homes. And that's not, you got to get out of that.
I can just hear the 10-year-old saying, just charge it, Mom.
That's correct. And that happens so much.
It's only 35% interest.
That's right.
And it only takes 25 years to pay it off if you pay the minimum amount.
The average home has about $4,700 worth of credit card debt that they can't even pay on. So mm-hmm. you put that on compound interest for 20 years. You know, they're never going to get it paid off.
Well, you know, you're going to hear me do a commercial for Truth and the Human Heart intermittently.
Yes.
And I'll just simply say that I come from a background of experience, and I've learned the hard way, and many of my good friends would. I was recently told by a very, very special lady who said to me, you can't buy a business until you clean up your house.
I like that.
Yeah, bless her heart. And I said, well, you know, maybe there's some truth in that. So I would just simply say that that when you really sit down and look at what your expenses are, and you really look at what your income is, and you look at what are the expenses that you can delete, diminish, and you look at your assets in terms of time, in terms of learning, and in terms of literal financial resources or things that can be turned into financial resources, and you sit back and you start looking at that, you realize you do have choices. And that the first choice, as Robert Kiyosaki says, is if you're digging a hole, stop digging.
And that's correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct. All you got to do is just put everything on paper. Get the kids asleep, put it on paper, show where it's going out, show where it's coming in. Just put a column there right down the middle.
I think the average individual ignores their financial reality.
Yeah, because it's fear.
I think they ignore it. It's, you know, let me just invite the public to ask yourself this question. That if you had a $10,000 Sears bill that you couldn't pay,
right?
And so you look at it, and you know the minimum payment is a couple hundred dollars,
correct?
And you have a choice. You know, you can send them the $200 if you can't afford it.
That's right.
You can stick that bill under the ink blotter on your desk, and you can go on. And I'm telling you that if you send them $5, $2,
right,
$3.50,
right,
you're going to feel really different than if you put it under the ink block.
Correct.
And that's the kind of truth we're talking about, that the moment you start taking a step in the direction of what's true financially and emotionally, remember that the intensity monitor exercise is designed to teach you what happens when you remove your judgment of what's in your own heart.
That's right. It all plays a part.
And, you know, both Varan and I are pilgrims when it comes to physical health.
That's right.
I've lost almost 100 pounds in the last year and a half.
I'm at 23 as of today.
I'm telling you, God bless you, Varan.
Hey.
You know, and I can't mention the product, but there's one particular product out there that is absolutely wonderful in terms of dropping one's carbohydrates below 90 grams a
That's
day,
right.
which is the trick.
Well, like you said earlier, Doctor, where there's a lot more chapters we got to write. And, you know, I got to be here to write those chapters as you and as well as all the other Americans in the United States. So it starts with your health, and it's those three things you said.
So let's talk about more about that. Any other thoughts you have about the common problems that get in the way of individuals beginning to I hear what you're saying is the first thing is to look at what are your debts and what are your incomes.
That's
just
correct.
Look at it.
And you know what? I want to say this, guys, and I want you to take this analogy to heart. I want you to get out of your sandbox, pick up all your toys, and move to another sandbox. And it's okay to do that.
Absolutely, and it's a bigger sandbox.
Thank you. You know, and if you know what I mean by that, the bottom is overcrowded. You know, you got all those folks saying, you know, I can't pay my bills. Get with folks and get with individuals that's saying, this is how we're going to get it and this is how we're going to take care of it. We're moving sandboxes.
I wonder if the listener is aware of how many entrepreneurs are making a fortune on rental property where you go and you spend $125 a month for a 15 by 18 or 25 foot storage space where you can put all the stuff that you've been buying for the last 20 years. You know, one of the most amazing things, I can remember one thing that I purchased in the last 50 years that I got literally more than I spent for it in terms of value. It was a gas grill on my porch.
Yes,
and
sir.
I used it every day.
Yes, sir.
And it fell apart eventually after about 20 years.
Yes,
and
sir.
Everything else, it's like when you buy something, the price tag does not include the fact that you have to store it.
That's right.
That you have to fix it when it's broken.
That's right.
That you have to do something with it when you move. When you buy something, the price tag does not include all of the cost in terms of maintenance and service.
That's right.
And if it
did,
I think people would probably be living much more humbly.
And you're right. And I want to take a step back to go back to Kiyosaki, one of his statements he makes. He said, we got needs and wants, okay? You got to know what you want and the needs. You got to buy your needs. You know, the wants is you really want to take those out because you want to get the wants after you start taking care of your needs and marking them off.
I had a fifth grade civics teacher. Fifth grade civics teacher, tell me the most powerful thing in terms of economics and the value of the dollar that I have heard anywhere from any teacher.
Gotcha.
He said, if the individual would simply buy only what they needed.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
then
sir.
When you buy something, yes, you make sure that you get the highest quality for the lowest price possible. He said, if that happened, he said there would be no problems in terms of the value of the dollar.
That's right.
And so what we're really talking That's about right. is you doing that on an individual level.
Correct.
That you have choices
Correct.
You can't imagine. And let me refer you. Varan's going to give you some references before we finish today in terms of his resource and availability. I'd just like to tell you that if you don't have a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, please go
yes,
out and buy it. You can
get
it on Amazon.com
yes.
for $4 or $5, paperback yeah. used. And in there, you read the book. And he has a wonderful computer game called Cashflow 101 and 102. And what you do is you read the book, and then you get that computer game, and you start playing it. And what that computer game says is that anybody with any income, it doesn't matter whether you're a domestic employee cleaning somebody's house
Amen.
Or whether you're a
That's
brain
right.
surgeon.
That's right.
Because I'm here to tell you that physicians have overhead that make them poor people.
That's right.
So if you read the book, and Varan's got a resource, as I said, and then after you read the book and you get the basic idea, then you start playing this computer-based
yes.
game where every time you log on the game on your computer, it gives you a
yeah.
different profession and a different annual income with a different set of expenses.
That's correct.
And what it does is it teaches you what to do with money so that you can get out of what he calls
yeah.
the rat race
That's right.
and into the fast track.
Hello.
Where your money is working for you. And
Amen.
I know most of you folks don't believe me out there that somebody with a
That's
humble
right.
income can end up in the fast track.
Amen.
And that is absolutely,
that's, right.
that's why I'm telling you that if you don't believe it, get a hold of the Rich
that's
Dad,
right.
Poor Dad and read it and then get, I think the computer game is not inexpensive, but it's worth
right.
every penny that you're going to.
That's right.
Because it's hands-on,
that's
it's
right.
trial and error. And you'll get to the point where you can really get it, really integrate.
And I want to add a little bit more of what Dr. Ware is telling you guys today on that with Dr. Robert Kiyosaki and that computer game. Guys, what it's going to do is going to teach you generational wealth. That's very important because when your 5-year-old start planning, your 19-year-old and you start planning, your thought process is different when you go to the store and you start buying. It's going to be totally different and you're going to sit there and go, I'm not going to buy that. You know why? Because I can get it less when it comes on sale next week. And you know it's going to come on sale next week. So wait that 5 days and then get it. That's the type of thought process that's going to start happening when you play that game with Robert Kiyosaki.
I can hear my grandfather saying, amen.
All right now.
So let's talk about how hard is it to reverse those practices. You know, what are you doing out there? Are you buying things you don't need? You know, do you have a garage full of stuff? I do. You know, I'm talking about experience.
That's right.
Here.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, stop digging, as Robert would say. How much time does it take, Reverend? How much time does it take? Kiyosaki says that if you pay the minimum amount on a credit card, it's 24, 25 years. You know, that's a long time.
That's right.
He says 3 to 5 years, between 3 and 7 years, if all you're doing is picking that credit card with the highest interest rate.
Correct.
And adding $100 to it.
That's
and
right.
then retiring that one and then retiring the next one.
That's right.
While that's not including managing your income side.
That's right.
So.
And, you know, guys, what Dr. Ware is telling you is totally true, because it's not about – it is about paying, but what's about the main thing is getting a behavior and start doing that. When you start writing that check, that $50 for that payment, send another $15 and put on that check. You want that go towards the principal. Boom. You just keep going.
I don't think people believe us. I don't think they really believe that it's possible to turn it around.
Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you this. The people that you see – when it's time to go on vacation, they're not forced. They make choices where they want to go. Mm-hmm. That's your little the little neighbor down the road when they go to Europe for 3 weeks. They got to make choices because they look at the expenses.
One of the things that I see with clients that I work with over and over and over is that they'll come in and they'll say, you know, I'm a bipolar disorder. They've already decided that the reason that they're feeling bad mm-hmm. is because they have something wrong with them.
Right.
And after a little bit of work, you know, we began looking at introducing them to what it feels like to not judge what they feel.
Okay.
And to begin accepting both the asset and the liability side of their heart.
That's right.
And as they do that, they begin looking at me and they're going, you know, I don't feel like a bipolar anymore. You know, that's
Fantastic.
Not what's happening. And I think the same
Fantastic.
Thing is true with finances. That,
yes.
that when you begin looking at it, you begin to see.
Yes.
You learn. You find people to learn from, you
That's
know,
right.
accountants and attorneys
That's
and
right.
people who work in real estate. And
That's right.
you begin looking at what your assets and liabilities are, and you begin seeing the answers actually
That's right.
begin coming from your own circumstance.
That's right. That's right.
I can say simply that we used to have something in medicine when I was a medical student at Grady. We used to call it, in order to achieve expertise in an area, mm-hmm. there were 3 steps. You needed to see somebody do it.
Okay.
You needed to do it yourself.
Okay.
And then the last one, you needed to teach somebody how to do it. And each of those three
Powerful.
Steps, you gain a different level of expertise and understanding. And
That's right.
So I can share with you that I think Vran would be willing to acknowledge this,
yeah.
that he and I have been down a path together.
That's right.
Sometimes our paths cross and sometimes
yeah.
they separate.
That's right.
But we always come back to the same sort of central heart, soul thing
That's
that
right.
we share.
That's right.
And, you know, the reality is that if you pursue looking at what's in your heart and
yes.
whether or not you're physically healthy
That's
and
right.
what's happening with
Very
your
important.
Dollars, your life will change. And the people that I see that come in are convinced. They are convinced that the people they see
That's
in
right.
their world are happy.
That's right.
And they're all affluent.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I'm telling you, that's not the reality.
That's right.
That,
That's
you
not.
Know, there are 300-plus foreclosure repossession homes on the market in Gwinnett County
yes.
in Atlanta a month.
Yes, a month.
And they're all the way up to $1 million apiece.
Yeah.
If you guys think that the folks that are in front of you in that new BMW are in the black,
That's right.
you're teasing yourself.
That's
it's
correct.
Not true.
That's correct.
There's a whole lot of folks out there that have got incredible cash coming in, but if mm-hmm. the question is not how much money do you have coming in.
That's
the question
right.
is, what do you got left?
That's right. Yeah, man.
And what's your money doing for you? Is it working for
is
you?
Is it working for you?
Kiyosaki says it's important to employ your dollars, let them go to work for you.
That's correct. You know what, Dr. Ware, you know, in college, you know, the American folks, they don't teach you finance. Your family growing up don't teach you finance unless you have parents or CPAs and financial specialists.
You got a trust fund.
You know, exactly, a trust fund. You know, however... You know, guys, and this is for you mothers out there that are single parents out there. You know, you got to force yourself to change and get financial literate now. We are in a time, and I don't have to explain to you, you know, Social Security may not be there. You know, your retirement things may not be there. We need for you to go ahead and take grabs and do just a little bit. Read one paragraph a day on financial literature, something small. Don't overwhelm yourself.
I think the role of fear is a big one. I think
yes.
you know I know some very very dear friends who acknowledge that fear has run their lives.
Yes, Dr. Ware.
For a long time. And, you know, I'll acknowledge that even though I teach people how to face their feelings, mm-hmm. that I am human. Why do you think that I know what I know?
That's right.
It's because I've had to figure out what works. I have been there and still intermittently am there.
Yes.
So I would just simply say you're not different. The guy next to you is not feeling wonderful and affluent, and quit measuring yourself against other people and look at your own self and say, hey, life is a sacred gift in the moment of consciousness. That's and right. Am I really harvesting every butterfly moment there is?
And that's beautiful said. Beautifully said, Dr. Ware. Guys, you got to know where your heart's at. When Dr. Ware came on here in the abundance of life, you got to know where you're at, where you're standing. That is very important. Take a look at that.
We got room for one caller, 770-491-7748. Reverend is here to answer questions. People have challenges, things that they're convinced can't be dealt with. I certainly am willing to be a resource. And
yes.
Give us a call, 770-491-7748. We're going to hope that he comes back and visits with us again, maybe real soon, maybe even often. But we have just begun to tickle his mind.
That's right.
So, you know, let's look at this, Vran. You know, let's say I'm making $30,000 a year.
Okay.
And my wife's working two jobs.
Okay.
We got three kids, and the youngest is 5, and the oldest is 12.
Okay.
And, you know, we're really humping.
That's right.
I mean, we're having trouble even being together as a family.
That's right.
And, you know, we don't want to pay bills because it's a bad time of the month.
That's right.
What do I do? You know, is there any hope for me?
Yes, it is. You know, what you're describing to me, Dr. Ware, is the typical American family. You hear me? Ends can't meet. They're always late. Always getting charges on credit cards, on the rents due.
They don't even know what their credit score is.
And
they don't want to know what their credit score is.
There you go. Information is powerful. That's what I say, that we got to bring everything to the table. We got to open it up. We got to get a financial statement on the table. Even if that financial statement is in the red. You know why? Because we got to start somewhere. If we do not start, we're not going to get the – okay. Go on ahead, Dr. Ware.
Well, I was just going to say, Leslie from Gwinnett's calling. Leslie, welcome to the Soulful Mind radio program.
Hi, Dr. Ware. How are you?
Oh, it's our Leslie.
It's your Leslie. You know, I'm listening, and I'm remembering that we talked about something a couple months ago about teaching your children about money. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
We're talking about credit cards and about how my dad taught me about credit cards. And how, you know, you teach your children lessons. And my dad gave me a credit card when I was 16. He told me, you need to go out and you need to get a credit card. And we need to teach our children about finances. Children need to know how to use credit cards and how to use credit responsibly. And that if you cannot afford to buy something, you don't use a credit card. I think we need to have credit cards. I think we need to use them. But if you cannot afford to buy something, you don't buy it. And you don't put things on credit. You don't build up credit. If you can't afford to pay up at the end of the month, then don't buy it.
That's well said, Leslie. And we're going to have to run because we got less than a minute for Reverend to wrap up. But thank you for calling. Call again. Look forward to hearing from you.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend, how can folks access you? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Ware. They can get a hold of us at www.rachelleandvaran.com. That's RachelleandVeran.com. Also, you can reach me at 678-230-9348.
We want to say that we salute your discovery of what we like to call six-way love. May you, using your exercise, find your full acceptance of all of your heart, your divine gift of life and consciousness, as well as have the opportunity of allowing yourself to love another completely while letting them love you completely. That is truly heaven on earth, what we believe God intended for us all. God bless you. We'll see you next Friday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Tune in to Soulful Mind every Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. right here on WGUN 1010 AM Atlanta.